Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
I'm happy to be with you tonight, and this word of God is so beautiful, simple, and powerful at the same time. So we just heard of four different kinds of soils, and I want to share you four different experiences of my missionary life in Algeria. The kids, do you know where Algeria is? It's far away, northern Africa, complete Muslim country between Morocco and Tunisia. So, I was there for 7 years, and when I arrived, I was appointed pastor of Tougourt, which is a city in the Sahara Desert, so down south. And one of the pew of your church was enough for my whole community because I had 7 parishioners, imagine. Plenty of free time to do other things, right? But I had 150,000 Muslims in town, so there were many things to do. And one of the first invitations that I got was for the Feast of Circumcision. For Muslim people, circumcision is so important. So kids, boys of 8, 9 years old are circumcised, and they are so eager to do it because they become adults. So they feel very proud. We would say it's our baptism. We do it for little kids, they do it for grown-up kids. So I was at Ali's circumcision, and we were all seated on the ground on some cushions, and there was this tabla, so this short, low table, round table, with just one plate, a big one. Each one has to take his own part in front of him. If you are too hungry, you will steal the food of your companions. So it was so meaningful, and actually it was the way they wanted to welcome me. Welcoming the Ummah, welcoming the community. We know you are a Catholic priest, you know that you don't belong to our faith, still we are happy to have you. So it was so beautiful. Second experience. In Algiers, so in the capital, I worked in a library, and in a beautiful, beautiful area, the ancient area of the city, like the Kasbah, and it's not just a library. It's a place for school support, where many kids come, teenagers, even adults, to learn different things. English, French, Arab, maths, science, many things. So one day, one of the employees, Muslim, of course, all our employees are Muslim, since the church is really a tiny drop in this Muslim ocean, Soraya was a bit scared and came to me saying, there is a barbu. Barbu means a Muslim fundamentalist with a long beard looking for the priest. They don't say the priest, they say the pope. For them, in each place, there is a pope. So they look for the pope. And in that place, the pope was me. So, yeah. So I went there and she was scared. because usually they consider ourselves impure and they don't want to mix with us. So he came, and right away he shook his hand. He's supposed not to touch me. He shook his hand, I did the same, and then with a big smile he told me, "This is my daughter. I'm sure she will learn French so well with you. Father, here she is." And I was so surprised, because it's completely opposite at what they learn in their political party, in their mosques. But thanks be to God, there are plenty of surprises. Another episode, working with young adults, Muslim young adults, in this popular area of the city of Algiers, Bab El Oued, we had for a few years some lay missionaries with us. So a family that came there with two kids to help us. It's very beautiful to work together, priests, sisters, lay missionaries, all combined. And both were teachers. And Chiara was teaching theater, so to act, to play to young adults and teenagers. And so we had this beautiful show that the group of young adults put together. So they wrote it, they wrote the song, they played, they danced, they arranged the music, they did everything. And the title was Beauty. And I really like to do it in your church, because if you, instead of looking at me, you look at your beautiful stained glass, in that story, there is this beautiful painting, very big, that was done during the independence of the country, of Algeria, from the French colony. And we are in this black decade, so in the 90s, the country had an awful time, terrorism, and almost 200,000 dead people. And so in this village, a bit far from the city, they have this beautiful, beautiful, huge painting, and they know that the terrorists will go there and eventually destroy it. So they are very worried. And what do? They decide that the only way to keep it is to divide it into tiny pieces, and each villager will eat one of them. What is this? It's the Eucharist. And when I saw it, I saw these 15 guys playing this show, this, and all Muslim, and showing the Eucharist, I was so shocked. How beautiful to be surprised by the Lord that works in his own way in so many different ways. And then the last one, so the last episode I want to share with you concerns Abdu. Abdu is a young man who was Muslim and was teaching Spanish at the University of his town, and then he had a dream, and he dreamt Isa, Jesus. Many Muslims in North Africa and Middle East start their conversion with a dream. They dream Isa, Jibril, or Miriam. So Jesus, the Archangel Gabriel, or Mary, because they found them in the Quran, so they know something about them. And then he went online, he wanted to discover something about Christianism and Jesus, and then he read the Gospel of Mark, and then he wanted, for the first time in his life, to meet a Christian, a Catholic, that don't make any difference, in person. Because we are so few that probably you are born and raised without ever meeting one of us. And he came to Algiers, and he asked for baptism. He started this long process, 3 years, in order to be baptized, and he was baptized. And after, I met him, and he told me, "You know, I really feel that the Lord asked me something more. Can I become a priest?" So I told him, "Yeah, I mean, God willing, and the Archbishop allowing, yes, you can, but now you know you have to start something more, another long process called discernment. If at the end of it you still want to be a priest, You are most welcome. And so we started together. And just last month, he was ordained a deacon, and in a few months, he will become a priest. And in Algeria, we say this word, Alhamdulillah, means thanks be to God, because there is not even a seminary there. So he had to move to France. He was there by himself for years, I mean, with many companions, French companions. But he didn't give up, and he arrived till the end. And he's so joyful, not just happy, joyful of being able to serve the Lord closely. So why did I share with you all these stories? Because we heard of four different kinds of soils. And I don't know, but every time I hear, I don't know you, but me, every time I hear this gospel, I wonder why the sower is such a waster. Why does he waste the good seed on the path, on the road, and on rocky stones, and among thorns, instead of putting all of it on the rich soil? Because I think he knows that the road can become rich soil, that the thorns can become rich soil, that even rocky stones can become rich soil. So if we allow ourselves to be surprised by God, everything can happen, but really everything, and much more than we can imagine. So it's so beautiful, this gospel, and knowing that for each one of us, there is this promise, you will bear fruit. But one condition. In Italy, we have a gesture. You know that we speak with our hands, right? So that gesture is like this, floop. What does it mean? That many times the word of God enters here and it's lost right away. Instead, the movement, the good movement is this. The word of God enters and it stays in your heart, in your mind, in your soul. You keep thinking at it the whole week because it's so powerful. So, this is what we try to do every day in many missions around the world. So as PIME means Pontifical Institute for Foreign Missions. At the end of Mass, you find information, magazine, prayer cards on the table there, beyond the baptismal font, and even in different at the different entrances. But anyway, so we are 400 missionaries spread in 20 countries in the five continents. And then we have 1,000 sisters and 200 seminarians, so we are very blessed in vocations. I'm actually the director of vocation for PIME USA. And we try really to go on sowing and planting seeds everywhere. Sometimes it looks like just a road, a rocky stone, or thorns, but it can surprise us and become rich soil. So, thank you for your generosity, for supporting us, but most of all for praying, not just for us, but for the people we serve, and to be able to bear fruit and transform whatever soil, as bad as it is, in rich one, so that we can get a hundredfold, as the gospel tells us. Amen.